Nur Golf auf meinsportradio.de.
Der Ryder Cup 2018 wirft seine Schatten voraus, nur noch wenige Tage, dann geht es los. Am Freitag ist es endlich soweit, dann duellieren sich wieder Titelverteidiger USA und Europa im Le Golf National vor den Toren von Paris um die begehrte Trophäe, um diesen Kontinentalpreis, den ja die US-Amerikaner vor 2 Jahren in Hazeltine zu Hause, also im Heimspiel, für sich entscheiden konnten und diesen Titel natürlich auch gerne verteidigen würden. Allerdings haben die US-Amerikaner seit 1993 noch nicht wieder auf europäischem Boden gewinnen können. Damals das letzte Mal, dass sie den Cup auswärts gewonnen haben. Danach gab es dann ja vor allen Dingen die Dominanz der Europäer, nicht nur auf europäischem Boden, sondern auch in den USA. Vor 2 Jahren drehte sich das Ganze dann. Die USA holten sich den Titel und reisen auch zu diesem Ryder Cup als Favorit an. Und sie sind auch unmittelbar nach dem Tour Championship rübergejettet nach Paris, sind gestern auch angekommen und die Kollegen der European Tour, die haben sich mit Jim Furyk, dem Kapitän der US-Amerikaner, zum Interview getroffen und er hat seine Eindrücke vom Flug, aber auch von seinen ersten Momenten in Paris im Interview geschildert, natürlich auch über seine Aussichten und Erwartungen an diese Woche gesprochen.
Okay, so Jim, you're finally here. What was the journey like and what was the atmosphere on the plane like?
You know, well, once we got to the plane, I think everyone was pretty tired. Plane took off about 11:15 last night, so mostly everyone, I think, got to sleep pretty quickly. But yeah, atmosphere last night was fun, you know, to get everyone kind of together in a team room. We had a room in the Renaissance Hotel there just outside the Atlanta airport. Guys got together. You know, it was a buzz in the air. Everyone's excited. Had a nice meal there and had a couple nice wins yesterday with Steve Stricker and Tiger Woods. So a nice boost for the team. And guys, I think, were anxious to get on the plane, get some sleep, and try to get as much rest as they could. They, you know, one of the tricks is kind of, you know, the next couple of days trying to brush away some jet lag and get to know this golf course a little bit. And, you know, I think past that, the excitement, the buzz of this event will carry him through.
So when you start on this journey, you're thinking about the team you may have. Tell us about the quality of the team you've got and how pleased you are with the 12 men you've got.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think you look at both teams. I mean, both sides are stacked, strong teams, maybe the best that Europe and the United States has both had. So it should be a great battle this week, and I'm excited about the guys we have. I'm excited about, you know, the camaraderie, some great team players, and, you know, they're anxious to kind of get in and work on the on their partnerships and their pairings the next couple of days.
So how do you plan this week? Because there's a lot of activities before you actually get to play on Friday. What's the plan? How do you get them to rest?
I think a lot of it's just giving them an idea of what the schedule entails. Here's what you need to do for the next 3 days. Worry about their media requirements, rules meetings, pictures. You know, we take these players out of their usual everyday life on tour, on a European tour, a PGA tour, put them in this team-like atmosphere, and you know, I think the best way to prepare them is to really let them know what the next 3 days entail. Realize it's a marathon. Realize they need to pace themselves. And if you give them a schedule and they can kind of figure out what's best for each and every one of them and their partners.
You're looking after them, but you need to look after yourself. You need to remove yourself now and again, don't you? Just have some thinking time. How important is that and how are you going to do that? Because come Friday, you've got to have that plan in place.
Yeah, and I think, as Thomas and I talked about in our press conference, I think that, you know, a lot of that plan is in place. I think, obviously, there's options. You're going to react to what you see on the golf course at times. But, you know, right now, I think what's important is the support, to have good communication with the players, to be there for them. And then, you know, at night, while they're getting some rest, I have some time to pull some vice captains aside to get together, talk a little bit about our strategy and what we're seeing on the golf course. And I've got some great help. So, ultimately, you know, I'll lean on them and take the information they give me.
There's been some amazing golf recently, isn't there? Both by the European team and the American side. Golf's in a great place, and this week could lift it to an even higher level.
Well, it's a wonderful event, and we have guys on both sides of the pond playing very well. I expect the fans to have a great show this week, and I know we're going to see a lot of great golf.
Gute Stimmung und eine perfekte Show. Das ist auch genau das, was wir hoffen, euch dann ab Freitag hier in Auszügen dann auch live bei uns auf meinsportradio.de präsentieren zu können. Wir begleiten ja mit einer kleinen Talkrunde, mit einem kleinen Expertentalk diesen Ryder Cup Freitag, Samstag und Sonntag in kurzen Einblendung von jeweils ungefähr 2 Stunden pro Session. Die genauen Zeiten entnehmt ihr bitte unserer Webseite meinsportradio.de. Und wir haben natürlich auch noch ein Interview vom europäischen Captain vorliegen, denn auch Thomas Björn ist bereits in Paris und der wurde dann auch befragt zu seinen Aussichten für diese Woche, zu seinem Programm für diese Woche mit seinem Team Europe.
We've been speaking to you for quite a long time about this and now we're here. How pleased are you to actually get here?
Yeah, it's been a good long time coming, to be honest. So yeah, I'm happy that it's here now. It's the last 6 months was, I felt like there was a few months there where it really took a long time, and then the last few weeks has gone very, 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 very quickly. So I'm happy to be here now and ready to get going.
So the players are arriving. What's the feeling? Because it's sort of, I remember speaking to Ian Poulter a few years ago. He says, it's like going to a party. You're really excited about it. How are they feeling about coming here now?
Nah, they're good. You know, they all walk through the doors in the hotel and their big smile on their faces and can't really wait to get going. I think that's very much the feeling through the whole team. The anticipation and the excitement is there, and that's what you want to see. You know, they worked hard, they dreamed about this this moment, and they want to have this chance to get out on that golf course and try and win that trophy back. And that comes, you know, with a lot of things, but they... happy, very relaxed, I have to say, the day was today. It was a lot of jokes flying around, a good bit of banter, and they seemed to get on and gel very well in that team room.
Now your job is to sort of make sure come Friday they're all ready to go, but you kind of need some time yourself away from it to think, don't you, to work out your plan. Obviously you've been working the plan for a while, but when are you going to get some time to move out of it? How are you going to manage that?
There's not enough hours in the day for this job, but that's okay. You know, I feel like I'm well prepared, and I've done all my hardest work. So I got everything right in front of me, and obviously little things can change here and there. But there's not enough hours in the day, but that's okay. It's the most fun week and the most honored week I've ever going to have in my life. And I want to live it the full with this team, because we are together in this, and we want to win that trophy back.
Okay, so the big question, how are you going to get it back? What's the plan you're going to do? How are you going to help the players get to that moment where you can win it?
Oh, but it's all about creating an environment where they can go out and play their best. And we're off to a good start if the look on their faces was anything to go by. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to do, create an environment. They have to go out and take the opportunity on a golf course. It is a big opportunity for any players to play in a Ryder Cup. It's a moment in time to put your own little stamp on, and that's the opportunity they got to take.
Und ihr könnt's verfolgen hier auf meinsportradio.de. Wir begleiten Teile des Ryder Cups dann auch mit einer Live-Diskussion hier auf meinsportradio.de. Und ihr kriegt natürlich auch die täglichen Zusammenfassungen mit unseren Kollegen von golfpost.de, mit Tobias Hennig und Robin Bulitz. Die sind vor Ort im Le Golf National und werden sich von da melden mit ihren Eindrücken vom jeweiligen Tag. Und das Ganze gibt's als Podcast hier dann auf meinsportradio.de zum Download auf unserer Webseite auf meinsportradio.de, bei iTunes oder mit unserer App für iOS und Android.
Hören, was andere denken. meinsportradio.de. Like it auf Facebook/meinsportradio. Sei dein eigener Programmchef. Mit unserer neuen meinsportradio.de App wählst du jetzt zwischen allen Livestreams und Podcasts. Einfach, immer, überall. Hol dir unsere neue App für iOS und Android und bewerte sie jetzt bei Google Play und im App Store von iTunes.